Hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Nnamdi, let's begin with Joseph King Kong Agbeko, Ghana's two-time former world champion in the bantamweight division. I remember you telling our VOA boxing fans how he was going to fight Kid Galahad on February 4th. What happened there?
King Kong had to pull out of the fight, and I think it was a smart move for him to pull out of the fight. It's a meaningless fight. Taking a guy in his backyard, if you don't knock him out or kill him, you're not going to win. So a loss against Kid Galahad, who is not in the same ranking with King Kong Agbeko, that would be a big blow to King Kong Agbeko's career. So I think it was a smart move for him to step aside for that fight. He does not need that fight with Kid Galahad. Kid Galahad has to fight a world contender.
King Kong Agbeko, 36 years old, Nnamdi. Does he still have some punch left in his career?
Oh, yes, Sonny. He's got a lot left in his career. And don't forget, majority of his fights in America were on television. It's what we call fan-friendly TV fighter, action fighter. He brings it on, you know. So the fans remember him. The fans love him. So he will come and fight. So I don't think he needs to go to the UK for some dumb fight and end up losing to an unknown guy.
Let's stick with the African fighters, Nnamdi. Izu Ugono, an undefeated heavyweight. I know you're excited about him, Nnamdi. He's going to be in the ring on February 25th in the southern U.S. city of Birmingham, Alabama. He's going to take on Dominic Brazil. How's that shaping up, Nnamdi?
Sonny, this is a big fight. It's a big step up for homeboy Izu Agbe Ugono. They call him the Black Pole. I mean, Sonny, he has a 17-0 with 14 big knockouts. He is training in Las Vegas as we speak with his trainer and also with the current WBO heavyweight champion, Joseph Parker. So we are looking for a very exciting fight. This fight with Izu Agbe and Brazil may even steal the whole show, with the main event being the WBC fight between Deontay Wilder and some unknown guy by name Gerald Washington.
Nnamdi, what will a win mean for the Black Pole?
Mind you, Sonny, when we talk about this fight is on live television on a Saturday night. So we're talking about eyeballs. You know, this fight will be seen by millions, not only in the U.S., but around the globe. And I remind you, too, that Dominic Brazil is no pushover. Dominic Brazil went 7 rounds with Antonio Joshua. If Izu Agbe, the Pole, can take out Dominic Brazil in 4 rounds or 5 rounds and just blow him out in the second round, then he stands a very good chance of taking some of these paperweight heavyweight champions around.
Nnamdi, talk about Izu's training situation.
Izu, born, raised in Poland, but he moved to New Zealand with his trainer, Kevin Barry. Barry, Izu Agbe, and Joseph Parker, they live in Kevin Barry's house. Now they've moved camp to Las Vegas where they are getting ready for this big fight on the 25th of February. So there's a very close-knit family situation going on there, which means Izu Agbe is a disciplined fighter. Izu Agbe really knows what he wants, and I think he will explode with an explosive knockout.
Izu Agbe fighting on the undercard of Deontay Wilder, Gerald Washington. Nnamdi, who is Gerald Washington?
Gerald Washington is an American ex-football player, built like a bodybuilder, rugged. He's got little power, But check this out. And I mean, he does not really belong to that elite fighter category in the heavyweight division. Deontay Wilder will toy with him for a few rounds and then close the show by knocking him out. This will be a no contest, easy money fight for Deontay Wilder, and it will prove nothing.
Namdi, I understand a couple of other African fighters have some big bouts coming up. How about some details?
This Saturday night in San Juan, Puerto Rico, we have Jaffe the Lion Utoni from Windhoek, Namibia, against Angela Costa for the world title elimination in the mini flyweight. The winner must fight the WBO mini flyweight champion, Kosei Tanaka of Japan, in 30 days. A lot of good things coming out of Windhoek, Namibia, Sonny, because, you know, we got the blue machine in Windhoek. So boxing is picking up in Namibia. Then we have my homeboy from Nigeria, Isaac Ekpo, who will be challenging for the WBA super middleweight title, which is a 168-pound title, against Tyron Zouge. Tyron Zouge is from Germany, and he's 19-0 with 11 knockouts. And this will be at the MBS Arena in Potsdam, Germany, March 25th. For your information, Isaac Ekpo's promoter is the one and only Don King.
The electric-haired man.
Electric-haired man is in his 80s and still kicking strong.
Namdi, also in March, a two-time Olympic champion will be headlining a Showtime boxing card.
It's never enough. You know, I always want more. I feel like I've been getting a lot of respect after my second Olympic gold medal. Even just leading up to it, so much more respect. But I feel like my overall goal hasn't been reached, and that's to go down in history as the best woman fighter to ever live. So with that, I haven't made it there yet. So my two Olympic gold medals mean the world to me, and I work very, very hard for them. But now I want me some green belts, and hopefully I'll be able to go back to 2020 Olympics and compete also. I'm just taking it one step at a time, but my confidence comes from hard work. I work really, really hard, and I train very hard. So that's kind of where this attitude comes from. It's not just, I don't think that somebody who doesn't work as hard as me can talk the way that I talk, because they don't really understand why. It's like, I work too hard to lose. I work too hard to let somebody beat me. It's like, I train and put my body through all this turmoil and all this pain so I can win and look good on TV and raise my hand up like this and smile after every fight. So it's all worthwhile.
This is not your ordinary Olympic champion, is she?
Sonny, Clarissa Shields is the first woman to headline a boxing card on a premium cable network. I mean, we're talking about Showtime New Generation Telecast. This has never happened before, and he's the main event, and this fight will happen at the MGM Grand in Detroit, which is not too far from her place, Flint, Michigan.
Namdi, do you see Shields raising her profile with these bouts?
Sonny, remember, since Leila Ali, we are yet to see a superstar come from female boxing. And with just two fights, this will be her second fight. She's fighting for a NABF middleweight title against Sylvia Zabodis. It's a very big fight for her. She has to shine. And if she shines, and she can fill the casino, the ratings is what we look at after the fight. If a lot of people tune, it's all about eyeballs. And if people tune in, yes, women boxing is back.
Namdi, we'll look ahead, but first, let's look back. Leo Santa Cruz versus Carl Frampton. I understand this is already being mentioned as possibly the best fight of 2017.
Sonny, that was a rumble in Las Vegas at MGM Grand Casino. Leo Santa Cruz against Carl Frampton. Remember, this is the second time these two cats tangled together. The first time, Carl Frampton handed Leo Santa Cruz his first loss. That was last July in New York City. Then Leo Santa Cruz won by majority decision. And now they're talking about a rubber match in Belfast.
Namdi, would Santa Cruz go to Belfast?
Sonny, don't expect Leo Santa Cruz to go to Belfast against Carl Frampton, because Leo Santa Cruz is managed by Al Heyman. With Al Heyman, he will make the slick move. There's really no need to take on the guy for the third time in his backyard and lose to him. So expect Leo Santa Cruz to go a different direction, and Carl Frampton will go a different direction.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. And we'll hear more hard-hitting commentary from Namdi during Friday's Sunny Side of Sports.
Galala! Great show, bro.
Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In National Basketball Association news, the Miami Heat is the hottest club in the league right now. The Heat beat the host Milwaukee Bucks Wednesday night 106-88. For their 12th consecutive victory, Miami center Hassan Whiteside had a game-high 23 points and 16 rebounds for the Heat, who have improved their record to 23 wins and 30 losses with the 12-game winning streak. That leaves Miami in 10th place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Our VOA basketball fans will remember the top eight clubs in the NBA's Eastern and Western Conferences advance to the NBA playoffs. Well, the New York Knicks are also having a losing season so far. They're in 12th place in the Eastern Conference with a record of 22 wins and 32 losses. On Wednesday night at Madison Square Garden in New York, the arrest of former Knicks star Charles Oakley during the first quarter overshadowed the club's 119-115 loss to the visiting Los Angeles Clippers. The 53-year-old Oakley, who retired in 2004, was one of the NBA's best rebounders during his playing days. On Wednesday night, the rugged Oakley was removed after an altercation with arena security near the seat of Knicks owner James Dolan. Oakley yelled at Dolan from a seat a couple of rows behind until security came. Oakley shoved a couple of the security guards before he was removed, while players on both teams watched the scuffle. Reports from New York say Oakley was led to a tunnel, handcuffed, and eventually taken by New York police. In a statement, the Knicks said, and I quote, "Charles Oakley came to the game tonight and behaved in a highly inappropriate and completely abusive manner. He has been ejected and is currently being arrested by the New York City Police Department. He was a great Nick, and we hope he gets some help soon." More NBA news. Monday night's Cleveland Cavaliers-Washington Wizards game right here in Washington is being described by observers as perhaps the best and most exciting NBA game so far this season. The defending champion Cavaliers won in overtime 140-135 to snap a magical 17-game home winning streak by the Wizards. LeBron James scored 32 points and had a career-high 17 assists in the game. LeBron hit an incredible three-point shot near the Wizards' bench to force the overtime period. Yes, more than a few fans are calling LeBron's shot maybe the NBA's shot of the year so far. Cleveland and Washington both posted road victories Wednesday night. The Cavaliers defeated the Indiana Pacers 132-117, while the Wizards beat the Brooklyn Nets 114-110 in overtime.
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment.
Listen to the
I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me, I'm Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa, every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
Voice of America.
Listen to VOA's program lineup, live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOAsunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOAsunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
You can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @VOAsunnySports. Joining us once again here in Studio 22 for a look at sports social media trends is my VOA colleague, Doug Bernard. Happy Thursday, Doug.
Happy Thursday social media. Greetings to you.
Greetings to you, Doug. What is trending out there in the sports world?
A number of things. One of the stories that you mentioned just a few moments ago, we'll dive into. And I think it, you know, really illustrates the way that social media has just become, you know, it has permeated so many aspects of our life. That's why we spend time talking about it. So you mentioned Charles Oakley, the former Knicks guard who was
power forward.
That's right. I'm sorry. Yep. Who was manhandled out of Madison Square Garden yesterday. A altercation. Now, you know, 15, 20 years ago, like you were saying, you know, we would read about this in the newspapers, maybe the next day. And the only footage would have been from the whatever network cameras happened to catch it, if they even did so at all. Of course, this happened at Madison Square Garden. So there's only about 5,000 videos out there that people took with their mobile phones and are posting up online. So you can see it from many, many different angles. Now, we don't know what exactly happened, but it was clear that, I mean, Oakley has come out and he's made a statement. He was just asked to leave. They wouldn't give him a reason why. There are some allegations that maybe Oakley was saying some rude things, kind of, you know, chirping at James Dolan, who's the owner of the New York Knicks. The two of them have never gotten along. But what has happened now, also sort of in the social media arena, is, you know, Oakley was, he played for the Knicks for 10 years. He was a well-liked, he's still a very well-liked character for a team that just has not done very much for a long time. And so people are now using this hashtag, Free Oakley.
Free Oakley.
Free Oakley. Now, Oakley's free. He's fine. He's not in prison. He's not in jail. He may have to go to court. But you know, I have to, and so people are using this hashtag. I want to share some tweets with you. But real quick, I just want to share this one story. You know, Oakley is not unused to physical confrontation.
That's good.
there was, this is a true story. Some years ago when he was playing, he was down on the court and he just hauled off and slapped the player from the other side hard. Now, this was a guy that owed Oakley money. And he took a real crack at the guy. And he's, as you say, he's a big guy.
He's a big guy, very big guy.
And so one of the, after all this happened, one reporter asked him, well, I forget the player's name, well, how'd he react? And Oakley said, he stayed slapped. I think that just kind of, it's a little insight into the character there. But, you know, so people are, you know, saying that they're tweeting their support. Charles Barkley is saying, you know, he's coming out supporting LeBron James, I think, is coming out supporting him. Here's somebody named Duval. How the Knicks did Oakley is a perfect example of what's wrong with America. The love stops once the business stops. Here's somebody who calls himself Legion Hoops. Apparently, many of you in the Knicks organization now don't realize who Charles Oakley was to the Knicks. And it goes on like that. He's getting lots and lots of, some of these I have to just sort of read through. We can't share them on the air. But he's getting lots of support out there on social media.
The other aspect of that incident, Doug, it kind of entranced the players on the court. Porzingis, the big Latvian center, was I think he was at the free throw line, and they kind of just stopped and watched what was going on.
You know, I don't know who was more confused, Porzingis, or you may have seen in some of the footage there, John McEnroe was on hand. I think he was trying to talk Oakley down a little bit. And this is at a point when there were like four security guards on this guy, and they had wrestled him to the ground. I mean, it was really kind of an upsetting scene, and I think people were really trying to just take the volume down, but it wasn't working.
What else is trending out there, Doug?
Well, Bob Costas, who has been a longtime fixture in the United States when it comes to sports broadcasting and certainly the Olympics as well, made a surprise announcement on the Today Show just this morning. He said he is retiring. He will not be the anchor of the U.S. Olympics.
Some call him Mr. Olympics.
Absolutely. It's 25 years. 25 years he's done it. That's 11 Olympic Games, both the Winter and the Summer Games.
Wow.
Yeah. And, I mean, he really is just kind of synonymous. So this is so lots of people are reacting. You know, Sally Eastman saying, well, I may be in the minority when I say this, but I'm going to miss Bob Costas. I liked him. Here's Spencer Carter. Thank you, Bob Costas, for the memories. NBC Sports will never be the same without you. Let's see. You will be missed, says Patty Petit. Congratulations, Bob Costas, on a great Olympic run. You deserve a medal yourself. There's just a couple. You know, when you look on social media, you know, I was thinking, well, maybe Bob Costas tweeted something out about this. But then I found all these other Bob Costas accounts. Here's one, Bob Costas Hair. Bob Costas' hair has not reacted to the news yet. Here's one. Bob Costas' dank eye. You remember when he had that pink eye, that horrible pink eye or whatever he had during, I think, was that Sochi?
I think it was during one of the Winter Olympics games.
Let's see. Bob Costas, Bob Costas' coat. So there's lots of Bob Costas parody accounts out there. They're not reacting very much at this point.
Bob Costas, a proud graduate of Syracuse University, which has produced a few sportscasters out there. Quick Costas tidbit. He got one of his early starts at the age of 22. He called play-by-play for the Spirits of St. Louis of the old American Basketball Association way back in 1974.
Wowzers.
So he's had a long career.
Absolutely. He's 65 now. I guess it's time to rest for him.
Would you say, you've definitely listened to him, Doug. Would you think maybe baseball is one of his favorite sports? I know I've heard him call Major League games.
I have heard him call Major League games. I also think, maybe because I see him a lot, I also think he has a fondness for thoroughbred racing.
Okay.
I think he really enjoys that.
Okay.
And just one other quick story. It's kind of the dangers of social media. I'll make this very quick. There are now three New England Patriots players who say they will not go to the White House if the president invites the team to congratulate them. They are Martellus Bennett, Devin McCourtney, and Dante Hightower. Dante Hightower, the one who had that crucial sack and strip of the Falcons quarterback. Well, you know, it's discouraging sometimes. All three of them are African American, and apparently, Trump supporters, whoever, there's a lot of angry, nasty comments floating out there around them. I'm not going to read them. They're not worth reading. But it's just kind of one of the dangers of social media, I think. Mm.
VOA's Doug Bernard. Thank you, Doug. And that wraps up the February 9th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Rob McLean. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Oh.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is working closely with Nigeria to improve efficiencies in the vital oil sector. The U.S. Commercial Service Nigeria sponsored a single company promotion event in Lagos on January 26th that focused on strengthening the skills of process operators working in Nigeria's refinery and chemical industry, said United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, Mission Director Michelle Godet. The event launched a new training simulation solution by New Jersey-based Simulation Solutions Incorporated. Simulation Solutions is a leading provider of PC-based dynamic simulation training programs for process operators in the refinery and chemical industries, as well as for government and academia. The company's INSTO five-step process technology operator training for professionals has been used by downstream oil firms all over the world to improve plant efficiency. U.S. Consul General John Bray said in his opening remarks that for Nigeria to overcome its current economic challenges, it must find ways to diversify its economy while improving firm-level productivity. He encouraged participants to actively engage with simulation solutions to improve their organization's bottom-line profitability. Over 60 representatives from across Nigeria's petrochemical sector, including officers from Nigeria's National Oil Company, regulatory agencies, as well as professionals drawn from private refineries, training institutes, and academia, learned how companies can effectively operate their plants without accidents and downtime, saving costs and improving profitability. U.S. Commercial Service Counselor Brent Omdahl anchored the event. Audience participants expressed keen interest in establishing a partnership with Simulation Solutions and in adapting the simulator training program to their individual operations. Academic speakers encouraged a gradual introduction of the training program into technical and executive skills curricula. In the coming months, the U.S. Commercial Service in Nigeria will continue to support Simulation Solutions and its Nigeria partners as they roll out training programs at interested organizations across the country. The United States is proud to work with its partner Nigeria to promote trade that benefits the U.S., Nigeria, and the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, I'm Douglas Impoga. Join me for Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC. We'll take an in-depth look at an African news topic important to you. We'll have African journalists and expert guests share their ideas on the topic at hand. So, please plan to be with us every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on The Voice of America.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, an in-depth look at the northern Nigeria-based terrorist group Boko Haram. The militant group has targeted both Muslims and Christians, killing more than 20,000 people since 2009. VOA has exclusively obtained secret video shot by Boko Haram that identifies its operatives committing acts of terror. We'll discuss the violent organization on the next Straight Talk Africa at 18:30 UTC.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. VOA. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5-minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.